The PPP says it is consulting its lawyers to drag the EC to court for accepting filing fees, whilst an injunction has been placed on the EC not to collect filing fees. Questions being asked is, was the PPP trapping the EC, or has the EC committed contempt of court by accepting the PPP's filing fees? Radio Ghana sought an explanation from lawyer Osei Kojo Adu, who said the EC has not committed any contempt. He spoke to George Ankra.
As for them going to court, is their right. So they can go to court and then go and try their case to see whether indeed what they are saying, the relief they are seeking, they might get the relief or not. So it is for the court now to try the matter. But as it is, the matter is already being tried in the public and on the airwaves. But once it has become political news and everybody is saying something about it, it then becomes a matter that we are already trying. And if it should be a matter of seeking advice, for instance, let's assume the PPP says they are going to see their lawyer then to cite the EC for contempt. It's going to be by way first of advice to the PPP that should we go ahead, could they go ahead, or they cannot go ahead. But as it is, we are hearing of certain statements being made to the extent that the EC has been trapped. And once you make that statement, it looks as if you've jumped to the conclusion that then the EC has committed some form of contempt or not. But as it is, you see, there are two legs to this thing. For now, you can't claim the EC has committed any form of contempt because there has not been an order from the court directing the EC to take or not to take the money, the fees that the PPP is talking about as being too high. But the problem is that assuming the EC goes ahead to take these monies, when the PPP is asking for an order to restrain the EC from doing that, if the EC goes ahead to take this money, then it means the EC, we could say, is bringing the administration of justice into dispute because the matter has come before the court and it has not been heard. Do an act which the court has not taken a decision on.
Is there any implication, or you want to say that the EC wants to test the law?
Fine, I would say the EC, as it is now, what we are hearing is that the PPP went to pay the money and the EC took the money. Is the PPP going to pay and the EC taking the money and refusing to give the money back to the PPP? Then the EC as well wants to test the law and wants to test the seriousness of the PPP. As far as I'm concerned, I think the EC has not committed any offense. He has not committed any form of contempt. Because you PPP sending the EC to court and you turning around and the EC being wise, the EC picked or collected back the forms, but did not collect money from the other political party.
But they took the money from the PPP.
But deliberately, they took the money from PPP simply because it is you, the PPP, that has sent them to court. So nonetheless, the two of them must end up in court to test who has rather obstructed or brought the administration of justice into disrepute. If you know you have sent the EC to court for this high filing fee, you should be the first person not to go and pay any money and to injunct the EC not to even collect the filing, the paper, because the papers and the money go together. But you have failed to do that, and rather you've got to file and at the same time pay money. So are you serious or not? And the EC rather, in its wisdom, took the papers that were being filed and then took the money as well. And then the EC deliberately refused to take the money from the other political parties because they have not sent the EC to court. So now the question is, who is serious?
Lawyer Osei Kojo Adu is a lecturer in law at the Ghana Institute of Journalism.